second Saturday night in a row. We have a bitter pill to swallow here. 2-1 loss, shorthanded goal gets you beat at 8:41 of that second period, but you made a game of it. It was a good third period. I thought it was a really tough test, and kind of got the skating picked up as the game went on. And hey, 2-1, that's a tough loss, but that's a good road game by Minnesota State.
Yeah, and I think you nailed it. I think it took us too long to wake up, and you know, part of that's credit to that team. That's a good hockey team. You know, there's a reason they're ranked where they're ranked, and they, you know, beat some really good teams this year, and we'll continue to do that. So I think it's a really good learning lesson for our team and where we're trying to get to, and you know, to do that back-to-back nights. But I thought we had a real sluggish start, you know, and again, a lot of credit to their team. They're a big reason why we were sluggish and didn't win the 50-50 battles and foot races like we did last night. But, you know, we've got to be ready to play 60 minutes. And I thought, you know, that slow start doomed us there a little bit. But I liked our fight back. We were right there in the end. I thought the first pulled goalie face-off play, we made a great seam pass, had a chance. We all thought we could maybe one-time it from the bench, but not quite in the wheelhouse, and had a real good chance to tie that hockey game. So we'll learn. You know, this is a good hockey team, and there's going to be some highs and lows, but a lot of lessons to learn from that game as we move forward, and you know, I think we got a chance to be a pretty darn good hockey team.
Well, we'll be no worse than fourth place going into that series next week at Michigan Tech. It'll depend on what happens up in Anchorage tonight, whether we're third or fourth, but hey, it's early in the year. We don't care that much about the standings, but you're going to get some stiff tests here in the next 3 weeks, Damon. You're going to go to Tech, and then Ferris State, and then down non-conference to Michigan. Those will all be possible good learning experiences for the Laker team.
Yeah, good you know, good road environment for us to go in, some different you know, buildings to play in when you go to Tech in that environment, and a really you know, full building, and then Ferris a dog pound. So you know, we're just going to worry about Michigan Tech to start with. We'll worry about Ferris that week in Michigan, but you know, we looked at this part of our schedule and knew we'd learn a lot about our hockey team through this weekend and then this 3 weeks on the road. So I think it's a great challenge, a great opportunity. You know, I'm really excited about how we respond. Our team has done a tremendous job of responding to adversity. We haven't faced a lot of it, but our guys will show up Monday ready to get better, and you know, we'll lick our wounds a little bit, we'll learn from it, and we'll get right back at it. It's obviously a huge WCHA road series for where we want to be come March.
Yeah, Michigan Tech's a team with a really experienced defense. One thing about it is it's a team you know really well. Most of those players who are still around, the seniors and juniors you recruited there, or at least helped to, and you're very familiar with how they play, so that should give us a little bit of help there.
Yeah, you know, playing in that building, you know, lived there a few years and know the team well, and not a lot of secrets. The way we have video today, you know, they know what we want to do and who we want to be, and, you know, yeah, maybe a little bit of an inside track with my time there, but, you know, we'll drop the puck Friday night and, you know, not look at some of those relationships and things like that. But it's a good hockey team. We told our guys right now, you know, you're going to look at their record and say, well, maybe they're not what they were and whatnot. But they had four road losses to start the year against some very good competition. You mentioned their D-core that has experience, skill, mobility. They make it very, very difficult to get to their goaltending, and then that's been their one Achilles heels early on here, is establishing a number one goaltender. But it's a big challenge, you know, going into that building. It's a really good environment, and so we're looking forward to the challenge. It's nice to get on the road and continue to learn what we're all about.
Coach, did they change anything different tonight from last night to tonight? It seemed like we had a tough time getting out of our zone in the first period there.
Yeah, well, I thought they you know, they had a little more pace to their game, and that's kind of the human nature part of it. When you play back to back, they're going to come out a little hungrier. You know, they're a very well coached team, and they play hard. So I just thought their pace was a little bit better than we were. I thought we started to get our zone exits sharper a little bit later on as the game progressed, but I think it goes back to a little bit of that sluggish start, and you know, a lot of credit to them. They came harder. But our communication picked up as the game went along, and we improved. But I don't think there was a lot of changes besides them just having a little extra jump in their step that allowed them to get on us aggressively.
Well, unfortunately, we don't get to ring the bell tonight here, Damon, but I know you got a parents' weekend affair going on, a little social event over in the Sisler Center. We'll let you get out of here. We'll have the Laker hockey show on Tuesday at 6 at the Antlers, and then we'll be on the air next Thursday morning as well. We'll talk about Michigan Tech then. Tough loss tonight, but this is still a good young team. They played hard, and they got better as the game went on. You outshot them 12-10 in the third. Had some chances, but their goaltender came up a little bit better than they did last night.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Yeah, I like this hockey team. We like this hockey team, and we think we're going somewhere. You know, last year we got better and better as the season progressed. We see that same growth in this hockey team. So we'll get right back at it. You know, thanks again to the fans. Another really nice crowd tonight. And, you know, our guys appreciate that. We appreciate that. So we'll be right back at it to make everybody proud and appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Damon Witten joining us here post-game.